you couldn't get out here to the old Gorman Fieldhouse, we're happy you're joining us for what should be two outstanding basketball games, as all the preliminary stuff here ahead of the girls' game is just about done, as both teams are getting ready to introduce their starting lineups for tonight's action. Once again, for the Black Raiders, it will be Flattery, number 12. She's a senior, Elena Harris, also a senior, and then a trio of sophomores, Hudson Rashow, Trishelle Miller, and Hudson's twin sister, Haven Rashow. So Rashow, Miller, Rashow, Flattery, and Harris are your starting lineups for Coach Brian Grant. His East High Black Raiders stand 8-3 on the season. Again, this is game number 3 for Trishelle Miller, who came out of the gates last year as a freshman and really stole the hearts of basketball enthusiasts across the city here. She had a big freshman season, similar to what we're seeing from Melina Snoozy, the outstanding freshman for Bishop Heelan. Speaking of Bishop Heelan, 9-0 on the season, 5th ranked in 3A. Coached by Darren Coolstra, they'll start number 1, Maddie Demke. Maddie's a 5'1" senior. Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'9" senior. Melina Snoozy, 5'11", a freshman. And a pair of juniors, number 41, Maddie LaFleur, at 5'9". And rounding out that starting lineup is the do-everything girl for Bishop Heelan. It is number 45, Abby Lee. She is, again, a 6-foot junior. So it's Lee, LaFleur, Snoozy, Stanley, and Demke squaring off against Flattery, Harris, Ranchow, Miller, and Ranchow. 9-0, 8-3. We should have a good one on store for us here, as we're going to turn it over to the public address announcer here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse for a quick prayer as well as our national anthem. As always, as we honor our nation, a big thanks to all our veterans. Thank you for your service. Well, Thomas, we're about ready to rock and roll here. Should be a fast-paced game. The one addition with Miller in the lineup is she likes to push the ball.
She likes to get it. She'll attack that. If you don't get back, she wants to push it, get shooters spotted up, and if they, that's the double-edged sword. You try to take away shooters, that creates more lanes for her to drive. So it's going to be a dogfight, no doubt about it.
Once again, a final shout-out to our pregame sponsors. They were Verity Group, as well as Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. As we get ready to rock and roll here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, East High will be moving left to right on your radio dial. They're in the black uniforms with silver numbers. Crusaders in their home white, moving right to left in your radio dial. It's going to be Flattery and Abby Lee scoring it off, and we're off and running. Big thanks once again to all of you tuning in tonight. As the Crusaders get that opening tip, they move the ball around quickly. Right wing, they're playing skip. Snoozy three-pointer is off the mark, rebounded right away by Harris. So a good-looking shot right away. Snoozy couldn't get it. Miller pushes it up quickly, hands back to Rashow. She takes it over to Harris in the corner. They're going to kind of play off Harris. There's Miller probing, working against Snoozy. Nothing going there. It's Haven Rashow. Oh.
As I say, they might have passed up a couple shots right there as Miller gets to the hole. And
that's what Miller does so well.
She used the right side of that backboard, put a special English on it, and got it to go.
Early on, 2-0, these ties. They get first blood here, 7:14 to go in your first quarter. Big thanks to all of you tuning in. Looks like East High is going to open up a little zone action here. Yeah. Abby Lee, right corner, skips it across court to now they're playing catch. They take it back into Miller. Lee. She gets it deep, dribbles the middle, fadeaway is good.
Right.
Nice patience there by Abby Lee. She caught it at the left block, took a couple dribbles into the middle, and got the bucket to go. Here comes East High pushing up quickly. Rashow to Rashow over on the left wing. Nothing going there. They're going to hand it back to Flattery. Flattery is working against Stanley. That's a quality senior-on-senior matchup there. As driving is Haven Rashow, something you don't see very often. And spots up, she kicks it to the corner, and we're going to get a traveling call. She kicked it out to Flattery, and Flattery.
I think she stepped on the line.
Took the extra step there. Turnover, East High. 6:31 to go here. Deuces on the scoreboard as the Crusaders come back with their third possession. Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts & Associates are your first quarter premier sponsors. Ball goes inside to Lee. Lee playing inside out, kicks it to Stanley. Stanley drives baseline, kicks it back. Demke, left wing, Snoozy. Into Abby Lee. Nice passing there. She gets it to LeFleur. LeFleur gets the finish. A little post to post there.
I like the patience and using the post as Miller gets a foul on Stanley. If you remember back there, Coach, the first game, Brooklyn Stanley did not have a field goal. And so that's a key. We can't, if that happens again tonight, that's going to be a rough go.
She's got a tough draw, too, guarding Miller. So Stanley draws her first foul, first team foul. 2 minutes into the ballgame, Crusaders up early 4-2. Crusaders are going to stay in that man-to-man defense. A little wheel action. Flattery up high, working above the key. Now she's going to kick it over to Rashow. Sister to sister, they take it inside. Nice move there. Good left-hand finish by Alex Flattery.
Yeah, they got the mismatch on there with Maddie Demke in the post, guarding a very, very good player.
East side staying in that 2-3 zone. There's Stanley, three-pointer, right wings, off the mark. Nice rebound there, and we're going to get a foul called as Flattery gets the rebound. I believe we're going to see Snoozy whistled for that foul. And that's one young lady we can't get in foul trouble. So early on, Stanley and Snoozy each with a foul here. We're tied at 4, 5:31 to go. Here comes Miller pushing up quickly, working against Stanley. Hands back. It's Hudson Rashow, kicks it right side to her sister. Hesitation move, gets in the middle of the lane, kicks it over to Miller. Miller working baseline against Demke. Speed against size there. Nice pass and good finish. Harris missed the easy one there. Set up perfect.
Yeah, in a game like this, every basket certainly is going to count.
So here come the Crusaders. They dodged a bullet there. They kick it right wing. Playing skips over to Snoozy. Snoozy thought about the three. Skips it over to Stanley. Stanley, three-pointer, right corner, good.
That's
what we want to see. 7-4 Crusaders here, 4:52 to go in quarter number one. Here comes East High. They push it up quickly. Rashow with the ball, hands back to her sister. That's Hudson with the ball, dribbles up high, hands back to Harris. Harris probes, but nothing going on. She's got Maddie LeFleur on her. Left-hand drive, left-hand finish, just off the mark. But Flattery's there for the rebound, and blocked by Abby Lee. The ball goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I think if Flattery uses her right hand as a lefty, but great recovery there by Abby Lee with the block. And Abby does that so well. I mean, it's one thing to block shots, but she normally keeps it in play. She doesn't foul.
Fresh shot clock here. The side Black Raiders inbound from under the basket. Stolen by Stanley. Here come the Crusaders with numbers. 3-on-2. Stanley pulls up three. She's got it. Oh, Brooklyn Stanley back-to-back threes. Crusaders now with their biggest lead of the night, 10-4 here, 4:19 to go in the first quarter as Miller pushes it up. You kind of wonder, Tom, how much Miller's in shape. This is third game back as Rashows are hand off to each other. This is Haven with the ball, stopped by Demke. Now they switch. Crusaders switching back-to-back. Miller's going to back it off. She's going to work against Maddie Demke. gets deep in the lane, tries to kick it out, but Snoozy jumps the passing lane. She's going to take it coast to coast and get the finish. Melina Snoozy on the board here, 12-4 Crusaders. Well, let's hope.
Yeah, I hope my predict what I said does not, because this 12-4 lead, we got to be careful. Let's keep the gas on.
Great start again, set up by Crusader defense. There's Haven with the ball, kicks it over. Sister Hudson. Hudson, nothing going. He's going to kick it inside. It's Flattery over to Miller. Miller with a three from the right corners off the mark. Once again, a nice rebound by Harris. Open three is good. That was Haven Ranchow with the three there.
Again, we're doing a great job, but with the Ranchows making it hard for them to get looks. But deep rebound there and a kick out. She had look. As Snoozy comes right back and says, I got you.
Wow. Snoozy with the last five for the Crusaders. That leads back up to eight at 15-7. Miller pushes up quickly. Trishel fakes the handoff, now kicks it back to Harris. Not a lot of stoppage in play here. The girls are going at it hard here. We're under 3 minutes to go. Crusaders up eight. There's a Haven Ranchow with the ball, kicks it over to Hudson. Hudson works off her sister's pick, now hands back to Miller. Miller's going to reset the offense from above the top of the key. They're going to open the lane up for Miller to work against Stanley. She drives in, kicks back. Ranchow has her three-pointer blocked, but it's corralled underneath by Miller. Fadeaway, wild shot is off the mark, rebounded by Snoozy. Good defensive possession for the Crusaders. Here come the Crusaders pushing it up. They get into Lee off the break. Lee has the ball blocked, but it's going to be out of bounds. Really good pass by Stanley to Lee. Good defensive recovery by.
First substitute of the game that come in for both the Raiders and the Crusaders as Julie Verzel comes in, as well as Kiki Demke and number 11, Olivia Menser for East.
Again, Eastside is not afraid. Coach Grant's not afraid to go 8, 9, 10 deep into that bench. So Crusaders lay in bounds, 8-point lead, 15-7. They kick it in to Snoozy. She goes up quickly, and she's going to be hacked in the act. The ball doesn't go in, but she's going to get two free throws there as Kiki Demke is going to be whistled for the foul. That's Kiki's first team foul first, and it's going to put Miss Snoozy at the line to shoot a pair. On the year, Molina is a 67% free throw shooter, 12 for 18 on the year. First free throw's up and good. The last 6 points of the night have been Molina Snoozy.
For the first matchup, if you remember, Molina and Brooklyn really struggled to get it going, and maybe they remember that because they're both on fire tonight.
Back-to-back makes at the charity stripe gives the Crusaders a 17-7 lead. They're up 10 here. Miller probes, nothing going. She kicks back to Ranchow. She's guarded by Verzel. Nice defense there. This is Haven with the ball. Hands back to Trishel Miller. Trishel's working against Verzel, nothing going. Good defense by the Crusaders here as Ranchell pulls her dribble up. 12 seconds, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. It's going to be a turnover. Kudos to that Crusader defense there as they force Esai into a turnover. And as we're going to see Addie Kleiss come back in the ballgame, as well as Maddie Demke. Let's see who's going to get a breather here. Somebody's got to come out.
Brooklyn's going to come out.
So Stanley and LaFleur will be on the bench. As we're under 2 minutes left here in the first quarter. Crusader up big, 17-7. Abby Lee up high. East High switched over to a man-to-man defense here. Snoozy kicks the ball inside to Lee. Lee with a nice spin move to the finish.
Great spin move. And, again, I think they wanted a carry, but she kept the ball below her hand, and that's all that matters is Abby Lee with another great move.
There's Ranchow. That's Haven with the ball. Kicks it over to Demke. Now it's going to be Miller working against Maddie Demke. Nice drive. Ball's blocked by Abby Lee. As Lee cheated off. Kicks it up quickly. Snoozy's going to take it right at the heart of East High. She gets a block. Nice defense there by Hudson Ranchow. Here comes Haven Ranchow with the ball. Kicks it to
Kiki Vandaway for the Denver Nuggets.
Kiki Demke. Ball's kicked to Menser on the baseline. Nothing going there. Crusaders are really doing a nice job stymieing the fast break. They're making them run offense here as Hudson Ranchow drives in, gets cut off. And Miller once again with about 10 seconds on the shot clock has to restart the offense. She drives in. Ranchow with an open three. In and out. Rebounded by Lee. Lee kicks it over to Addie Kleiss. And Addie's going to slow things down near midcourt. And here come the Crusaders now. They're up 12, 19-7. 7-second differential between Gamecock and shot clock. Crusaders going to run that down as much as they can. 25 seconds left here in the first quarter. Crusaders up by 12, 19-7. Demke working the ball up high between the circles. It's running clock. She gives it over to Kleiss. Kleiss gets pressure by Kiki Demke. She's going to drive in. Gives to Snoozy. Snoozy has to go with a fadeaway three-pointer there. Just didn't get a very good look. Here comes Rochelle Miller. She's going to push it up quickly. 3 seconds left. 2 seconds left. Are they going to get one off? No, they're not. Nope. As the Crusaders once again stop East High's rush there. And a great first quarter for the Crusaders as they pull out to a 19-7 lead. Tonight's first quarter was brought to you by Fibercom as well as Mills, Shammer, Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, the Bargain Center, and a new sponsor to our Catholic radio coverage. Action Coach XL Edge. Once again, Action Coach XL Edge. Thanks for joining the
Action Coach, the that's Linda.
Oh, okay. So big thanks to all our great sponsors. Once again, after one, it's 19-7 Crusaders. We're going to take it to the, back to the house for a 30-second spot when we come back, quarter number two.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
It's Flattery kicks a corner. Once again, nice defense cuts off Ranchow. Now it's going to be Flattery with an open three-pointer. That's off the mark. I think that's a shot you want Alex Flattery to take there, yeah. That three-pointer. One and done for the Crusader, over for the East High Black Raiders. Here come the Crusaders working against the East High man-to-man. Stanley having trouble. Finally kicks it over to Snoozy. Right corner to LaFleur. Back to Snoozy. Snoozy working off the pick. They're going to set up with Demke up high. 10 seconds left on the shot clock as Snoozy on the left wing kicks it up to Stanley. Stanley's got to make something happen, and she does. Nice drive. Left hand switched over to right. Got the finish. 8 for Stanley. The leads. 2 touchdowns for the Crusaders. 21-7. On the other end, Flattery kicks out to Harris. Harris is not going to shoot the three. She's wide open. Now she's going to drive into the lane. Nothing going there. Kicks it back to Haven Ranchow, to Hudson Ranchow. Now corner to Alex Flattery, the lefty with the ball, working against LaFleur, kicks it to Harris on the right. Once again, shot clock's down near 10 seconds. Flattery with a nice move with her left hand, but off the mark, rebounded by Abby Lee. Abby's already piling up the rebounds there as Demke pushes it quickly, kicks back to Snoozy. Snoozy drives lane, pulls up. Oh, beautiful shot.
Pure. You know, with one Black Raider we haven't seen yet that really had one of their best games was the last time was when Lanasia Wooten, a post player that can kind of open up the middle, and Coach Grant calls a timeout, down 16 here with 6:21 left in the second quarter.
Big 4-0 start to start the second quarter. It gives us a chance to thank our second quarter sponsors, Light Forms, as well as Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and our friend Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 23, East High 7 with 6:21 to go in the second quarter. And Tom, tell you what, we've been efficient on the offensive end, but that defensive effort down here has been exceptional.
Oh, absolutely. 7 points, and we're 2 minutes into the second quarter. We're just not going to give them a lot of looks offensively from the arc. I think the defensive game plan is chase them off the arc. We've done a great job. And again, you see this more in high school basketball. When you have a player you don't have to guard at the arc, that post player can sit in the lane and really protect the basket. It's a win-win.
And Abby Lee is really making hay with that. So Miller's back into the ball game. She kicks it up high to Flattery. You would imagine Alex is the one that's going to get this team going as she drives against Stanley. Pulls up in the lane, nothing going. Nice defense there by Stanley. Now back to Flattery, nothing going. Kicks it corner. Ranchow drives lane, kicks it back out to her sister. That's Hudson Ranchow, knocks a three down. Yeah. Good inside out action there. It's Hudson on the scoreboard with a three. 23-10 Crusaders, under 6 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Here comes Demke, over to Snoozy on that left wing, kicks it high post to LeFleur. Now we try and kick it inside to Lee, and it's picked off there. Nice defense by the East High Black Raiders as Trishelle Miller beats him up the floor, gets the pass, and gets the foul and the and one opportunity here. A quick little run by East High Black Raiders. They're in the midst of a 5-0 run there. It's an and one opportunity. Let's see, that foul's going to be whistled on Abby Lee. That's her first team foul, number one of the second quarter.
You know, of the two teams, I think if there's a team that has to play a faster pace, it's the Black Raiders. Healing can play both fast pace and a half, more of a half court set, but if East is going to get back in this, it's going to be in transition basketball.
Tishelle Miller gets that free throw to fall, so she gets the traditional three-point play, and again, the Crusaders nearly turn it over, but Abby Lee grabs it, kicks it out to Demke. Now Snoozy on the left wing. She takes it inside, double-teamed Abby Lee. Abby kicks back up high to Stanley, back to Lee. Lee pump fakes and drives on baseline, gets a nice finish. Really nice move. She's got six. Snoozy's got nine. Stanley's got eight. Nice balance by the Crusaders. Miller pushes it up quickly. Crusaders up 12, 25-13. They kick it inside. Flattery with a nice reverse layup, but it's once again blocked by Abby Lee, and Abby comes down with the rebound. Demke's going to slow things down a little bit. Demke's going to work against Miller. Nearly picked off, but Abby gets it, drives, pulls up 13 feet, in and out. And rebounded by Ranchow. Here comes Trishelle Miller pushing it up quickly. Hands back to Ranchow. Ranchow's three is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is won by Snoozy. Snoozy pushes it across and then kind of a sloppy turnover there. No, they didn't have any numbers and got going a little bit too fast there.
Yeah. And again, I think we're seeing a little bit of some of the early season stuff just because we haven't played a lot of basketball. And you just don't get that feeling in practice every day.
Well, you're seeing a lot of girls leaning over, holding their knees.
Well,
I mean,
here's the other thing. We haven't been practicing either. I mean, when schools close practice, that doesn't mean there's not games as well as there's not practice.
There's Miller with the ball working inside. She kicks it back to Ranchow. Now outside to Harris. Harris drives into the lane, gets cut off by Lee. She's got nothing going
she
there.
She might want to get out of that arc, but she didn't.
A very rare sighting anymore in basketball. Three-second call.
Well, it's got to be about five.
4:05 to go here in quarter number two. It's the Crusaders up 12, 25-13. Crusaders led 19-7 at the end of the first quarter. Demke kicks it out to LeFleur. LeFleur up high. They're going to kind of sag off Maddie a little bit. Now Demke working against Miller, and she's going to draw the foul there. Trishelle Miller gets her first foul. Nobody in foul trouble here early on. Kiki Demke and Trishelle with one apiece for East High. Stanley, Snoozy, and Lee with one apiece for the Crusaders. 3:47 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 12, 25-13. Crusaders with a fresh shot clock as they're going to bring it across midcourt. Stanley gives it back to Demke. Maddie's going to set the offense up high to LeFleur. Trying to get a little high-low action. Now Maddie's going to put it on the turf, kicks it over to Demke. Demke drives in, has her baseline jumper blocked by Miller. Miller pushes it up quickly. Ranchow breaks away from the pack and gets the finish. Hudson Ranchow now with five. Lead is cut to 10, 25-15, 3:21 to go. Snoozy left wing as the Crusaders look to attack. East High is staying in this man-to-man, kicks to Rick Demke back to Snoozy up high. Snoozy one dribble, kicks over to Lee. Lee's going to set it up high above the arc. Stanley drives in. Great pass to Abby. Great patience by Abby, and we're going to see free throws there.
As I see John Schmitz walk in, John's our development director for the Diocese of Sioux City. I do want to mention that we have a car raffle. If you want to buy a raffle, $100 ticket for a car, as Abby Lee puts it on the first free throw, you contact me at our office, call the diocese, I deliver, okay?
Along with the rumors, along with the Diet Coke.
And I will bring a Coke or Diet Coke. It's no doubt about it. It's Jill Bork convinced me that if I was going to sell them to teachers, I needed to bring a McDonald's Coke, and I delivered about 20 of them today.
Both free throws are good by Lee, and at the other end, a quick Ranch out three is off the mark, rebounded by Stanley. Here come the Crusaders, up 12. By the way, that last foul was on Trishelle Miller. She's out there with two. Now she's got a steal and a breakaway. She's going to go right at the Crusaders, pull it back, and got by with a double dribble, but nothing called there. Instead, there's a three-pointer off the mark, rebounded by Mensur, and it's blocked.
Great job by Maddie LaFleur. Big opportunity there. As we talk about, baskets are important, and every opportunity is East High missed one there.
Snoozy up high, right wing extended. She's going to pull up three. Good.
Whew. That's
pretty quality.
That's a big-time move. That's a big-time move.
Crusaders have doubled up East High, 30-15 at the other end. Miller with the three-pointers off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds and belong to the Crusaders as Julie Verzel is going to check back into the ballgame. And checking out is going to be Maddie LaFleur. Nice minutes there by Maddie. She got things going with a nice block. And at the other end, it was a snoozy three-pointer. Snoozy now with 12 to lead all scorers. Here come the Crusaders. East High is pretty much from the beginning where they stayed in that zone and switched over to a man-to-man here. As they kick it over to Lee, Lee has the ball nearly stolen, goes out of bounds. Nice hustle there by Alec Flattery, but the ball was tipped out of bounds and stays in the hands of the Crusaders. 22 seconds left on the shot clock, 1:51 on the game clock here in quarter number two. It's the Crusaders 30 and East High 15.
Again, I would say that if you don't throw a crisp pass tonight, good chance it's getting stolen.
Lee with a fadeaway. Nice job by Verzel getting the rebound, but then tosses it away. Miller with the steal. Miller crossover. Crusaders maybe got by with a couple of fouls there, and now they are going to get a foul, and it's going to be an and-one opportunity. Well, as Trishelle Miller, showing what Trishelle Miller can do, takes it deep into the hole and draws a foul on Maddie Demke.
I'll trade the three-point play for not having a foul on Brooklyn. Probably should have been a foul, but Black Raiders got a chance to get this within a dozen as Miller got a little bit long on the free throw.
Here come the Crusaders up 13. Minute 24 to go here in quarter number two. Fast-paced first half here as both teams are moving that ball up and down the court pretty quickly. Referees are letting them play here. Stanley with the ball, pump fakes, drives, works that left hand, it's off the mark, and ball's going to be tipped out of bounds, and I think we're going to see an over-the-back fall maybe on Alex Flattery. Let's see who they whistle on.
I think that's who they got.
That's team foul number three. Again, with the new rule in Iowa, you don't shoot till the fifth unless it's a two-shot foul, so the Crusaders inbound under their own bucket. They do get a fresh shot clock at 35 seconds, 108 to go here as they kick it into Stanley. Stanley has a block by Flattery, and then we're going to get a reach in on Olivia Mensur. That's team foul number four. Again, a fresh shot clock here. Crusaders inbound once again under their own bucket. 64 seconds to go in the first half. Crusaders up 13. Crusaders get it into Lee. Lee spins in the lane, kicks it over to Snoozy. Snoozy fade away off the horn. Rebounded by Stanley. Fresh shot clock here. 57 seconds left in the first half. Crusaders up 30-17. Stanley drives in, gets cut off at the elbow, flips it back to Snoozy. Snoozy step back, couple crossovers, nice little release by Stanley. Stanley has a block, gets it back, jump up good.
Yeah.
Good persistence by Brooklyn Stanley. She's got 10, Crusaders back up 15. 3 seconds difference between game clock and shot clock as Flattery flips it over to Ranchow. Ranchow pulls back three, is off the horn, rebounded by Mensur. East High can go for the last shot if they want to. 21 seconds left here in the half. Crusaders up 15.
Oh, that's an offensive foul. Yep. Demke did a great job of getting in the space of the East High player, and that was just a frustration foul.
Big thanks to Schramm Electric, Service Master Siouxland, River Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese for joining Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsors. 15 ticks left here in quarter number two. Crusaders up 15. As Crusaders inbounded, Demke's going to bring it across the timeline. 11 seconds, 10 seconds. Crusaders going to look for that last shot to kick it into Lee. Turn the ball over. Here comes East High trying to answer. They get cut off in the backcourt. Got by with a double dribble. as Mensah was trying to kick it up court, and somebody flashed in her path, and she came down with a traveling. So 1.5 seconds to go here. Let's see what the Crusaders can draw up from midcourt. Julie Berzel will trigger the inbounds here. Kick across court to Lee. Lee takes the dribble, throws it up. And
oh, I thought it was all in.
Came pretty close there. A long one-handed baseball shot, but great first half for the Crusaders as they're going to leave the O'Gorman Fieldhouse here at halftime with a 32-17 halftime lead. Great start for the Crusaders. We'll be right back with our halftime activities. As always, it's Crusader basketball on Catholic Radio from here at Bishop Heelan. Thanks for being aboard tonight as we'll be right back and give you some halftime stats and talk a little bit about what we saw in the first half. We'll be right back.
Siouxland's professional arena football team, the Sioux City Bandits, are gearing up for the 2024 season in the National Arena League. The exciting changes include the return of the original arena rebound nets, adding to the nonstop, dynamic, high-scoring football and family fun entertainment. Tune in to Siouxland Catholic Radio to learn more about Siouxland's professional football team playing at the Tyson Event Center in 2024.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. It's halftime here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the Crusaders lead the East High Black Raiders 32-17. Tonight's halftime is brought to you, as always, by our premier halftime sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. Once again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the Crusaders up 15, 32-17. Thomas, tell you what, a pretty impressive, you know, given the time off and everything, a very impressive first half by the Crusaders.
Very impressive. Shot the ball well, shared the ball well. Defensively, though, I mean, again, we always say this, defense travels. Even if with 2 weeks off, you can still play defense, and the Crusaders got out and played some D, holding a very explosive offense to 17 first half points, 7 in the first 10 minutes of the game. You know, they finally got a few open looks, East did, the last few minutes of the first half, but other than that, it was a lockdown effort.
Well, East High really likes that drive and dish where they'll drive off one wing, get to the middle of the lane, then kick it out for the open three-pointer. The Crusaders are doing a nice job staying attached, stopping that dribble, and making about every pass difficult. They've ran East High's offense late into the shot clock just consistently here, something that East High certainly isn't typically used to. Again, this is a team that averages 62 points a game, and right now they're sitting with just 17 here at halftime. But as we've seen throughout the last few years with this particular matchup, it's not necessarily the one that strikes first that ends up on right. top at the end. So
exactly. We've seen these games have a 10-point lead with a few minutes left, and all of a sudden it's like that's over. I think just looking at the East High, that it's offensively, and this is certainly, I'm looking at the statistics, Eliana Harris, who averages almost 6 a game, she's shot 37 threes on the season, and we're not guarding her, and that's really been a key, I think, for the Crusaders' defense, is because we have an insurance policy in the middle of that lane, and they don't want to test the waters with her shooting the basketball. That's going to really be a tough way to score.
Tom, I've really been impressed, too, with the kind of the spreading the wealth of the Crusaders at halftime. Snoozy with 12, Stanley with 10, Lee with 8. Of course, we expect that from them. Maddie LaFleur chipped in the other two, but it's been everybody involved moving the ball. There's been great ball movement both against the zone and the man-to-man, and tell you what, Abby Lee is always, it doesn't always show up in the points, but at the defensive end, she has really been the key component for stopping a lot of what East High has tried to do.
Yeah, Abby's so efficient. You know, she I don't know what her field – we have her three-point percentage here, but I'm sure she's got to be shooting 70% from two-point range. She's just an efficient player. When the ball's in her hands, good things happen. And defensively, she either rebounds the ball or affects a shot. But no, you're exactly right. We have not played. We haven't gone deep into the bench. Haven't had to. But everybody except on the court has made a contribution.
Really an impressive first half for the Crusaders as once again they lead 32-17 here at halftime. A reminder, we're back on the air on Friday night as both these teams, the Crusader men and women's team, will move to North High School to take on the North Stars. Girls will tip off at 5:30, boys will tip off at 7 o'clock. Once again, that's over at North High. So if you can't get over there to support the Crusaders, tune in to us here on Catholic Radio. We'll have coverage of that. It's good to be back on the air with all of you. It's been a long layoff, and good to see basketball. It's good to see good basketball on the part of the Crusaders here with an outstanding 32-17 lead. Once again, our halftime is brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Potts and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. Once again, under Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the Crusaders 32, East High 17. We're going to take it back to Luis Torres at the studio to hear to give us some fine words from some of our great sponsors. When we come back, we'll have some finishing thoughts here at halftime and get ready to tip off quarter number three. You're listening to Crusader Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
Since 1960, Meyer Brothers Funeral Homes have been helping Siouxland families through difficult times in their lives. They care about the needs and desires of the families they serve and treat them as if they were part of their own family. Their purpose is to serve you in a dignified and professional manner while providing you with a choice of services and merchandise that is affordable. The staff at Meyer Brothers promises to continue to assist you in an open, fair, and honest manner while giving the best service possible. For more information, please contact Meyer Brothers at 712-255-0131.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's halftime here at the Gorman Fieldhouse. Crusaders 32, East High 17 in this battle of really top-notch girls basketball units. Once again, your scoring recap from the first half for the Crusaders. They were led by Melina Snoozy, the 5'11 freshman with 12. Brooklyn Stanley, the 5'9 senior with 10. Abby Lee, the junior with 8. And Maddie LaFleur with one bucket for 2 points. 32 points for the Crusaders. They scored 19 in the first quarter, 13 in the second quarter. For the East High Black Raiders, they're led in scoring as by Trishelle Miller. Trishelle with 7. 5 points for Hudson Ranchow, 3 for Haven Ranchow, and 2 for Alex Flattery. Perhaps the most telling statistic of the first half for East High was holding Flattery to just 2 points. Again, she averages close to or just over 21 points a game. So I would expect that you're going to see her more involved on the offensive side for Coach Grant. Once again, the lead is 15, 32-17 here at half. Big thanks once again to our halftime sponsors, Dave Pepin, along with Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. Well, Thomas, 0-0.
0-0. Again, stick to the game plan. If the Crusaders need to improve on one thing from the first half, it just maybe take a little better care of the ball, better passing. But other than that, man, let's pick up where we left off.
So both teams now have finished their warm-ups here at halftime and are going to get ready to go for quarter number three. Tonight's third quarter is brought to you by Falk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Once again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 32, East High 17. As we get ready to rock and roll starting the half, it will be the Crusaders with the ball. Both teams come out with their original starting lineups. It's Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LeFleur, and Lee. For the East High Black Raiders, it'll be Flattery, Harris, Ranchow, Miller, and Ranchow. And here we go. Crusaders are going to inbound it here. Let's see what East High kind of tries to match up with here. Looks like they're going to run a little triangle and two set here as they got somebody isolated on Stanley and somebody on Snoozy. So we'll see how the Crusaders react to that. Demke kicks it up high to Abby Lee. It's going to be Abby
Demke
with
from three. Nothing
Demke
there.
With three. So kind of threw the Crusaders off guard a little bit. Here comes East High with the ball. Rancho kicks it over to Miller. Miller pump fake. She drives in the lane, picks her dribble, kicks it back out. It's going to be Harris. Harris drives in the lane and nearly turns it over. She kicks it up high. Again, a near turnover. This time Miller's going to get a corner three, and it's good. So just what the doctor ordered, a stop and a three as the lead's cut to 12 at 32-20. Here come the Crusaders. Looks like East High is going to stay in that triangle and two. As they've got up high, they've got Flattery, and down low are the Ranchow twins. Here's Stanley with the ball. Working, kicks corner. Abby Lee outside the three-point line, dribbles inside. Now Maddie. LeFleur kicks it over to Maddie Demke. Demke drives, kicks back to Abby. Abby pump fakes, drives. Nothing going inside the lane. 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Snoozy's going to have to throw up something here. Block, shot clock violation. Yeah.
Well, so far a great adjustment by Coach Grant and the Black Raiders with the triangle and two. And, you know, sometimes those defenses, those quote-unquote gimmicks, they do more psychological than they do anything else. And I think, you know, we used to always just tell the kids, just keep playing. Just play your game and look for your shots.
There's Miller with the ball, right corner. She drives, left-handed dribble, takes it all the way in, gets a scoop shot and finish. Trishel's got five in the quarter. 12 in the game, and that leads back to 10. A little 5-0 run here in the first minute and a half of the second quarter has brought East High back within 10. Here's the Crusaders. Abby Lee, three-pointer right corner.
Good. Oh, Kyle, you got to love Abby Lee, don't you?
Abby now with 11. Three Crusaders in double figures. As that was a great answer, 35-22. It's Ranchow with the ball in the corner. That's Haven dribbling with her left hand to the lane, trying to find her sister. Nothing going on. Crusaders are staying in that pesky man-to-man defense. Trishel Miller probes, now backs up. Now she's going to take it in the lane, kicks it to Ranchow. Ranchow is going to take it into the lane. She gets cut off. And Harris turned down the three, back to Ranchow. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. She shows up, a wild shot, rebounded by Abby Lee. Good defense by Maddie LeFleur there. Stanley goes coast to coast and has a block and then caught it out of bounds. Yeah. So it'll be turnover Crusaders.
Good recovery by Flattery as Brooklyn got past her, but Flattery's same type of athlete as Brooklyn.
5:25 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 13, 35-22. They led by 15 at half. There's Ranchow, dribbles lane, kicks back to her sister. That's Hudson with the ball. She's going to kick it inside to Flattery. Flattery spins, gets to that left hand, misses it, but they're going to whistle Maddie LeFleur with the foul. That's going to be a two-shot foul. It's going to put Ms. Flattery to the line to shoot a pair. On the year, Alex is a 76% free throw shooter. She is a frequent flyer, already shot 62 free throws on the season. Only 2 points tonight for the East High's leading scorer. Flattery's first free throw is in and out. She'll get one more. Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures join Polk Brothers and Central Bank as your third quarter sponsors. Flattery misses
jump
the
ball.
Second free throw, but on the rebound, it's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to be in the hands of East High. So East dodges the double miss on the free throws and gets another opportunity. They'll inbound under their own bucket here. 5:07 to go here. We're nearly 3 minutes into quarter number three as East gets the ball inbounds. Kick corner to Miller. Miller tried to hit Harris, flashing to the basket, and it's off them and out of bounds, or excuse me, stolen by the Crusaders. The other end, Crusaders, Abby Lee with another three.
Abby Lee, you know, I did loan. I'm going to take some credit. I loaned her dad my keys to the gym to come in and shoot with her a couple days ago, so I'm going to take some credit here.
Leads at 16. Sure it wasn't the Reggie Miller tape she was watching?
Well, I might have had something to do
with it. Back-to-back threes. Here comes Esai now. It's Ranchow with the ball up high above the circle. Nothing going. Looking for Miller. Nothing going. Now kicks it to Flattery. Flattery sets up with the right hand. Now goes back to the left. She drives. Good spin move. Gets deep in the lane. Gets cut off. Good double team by the Crusaders. Back out to Miller. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Trishel drives in. Kicks it out. Three-pointer, and it's going to be a shot clock violation there as Harris had to shoot the three-pointer, came up short. Shot clock violation, great defense by the Crusaders. We're halfway through quarter number three. It's the Crusaders 38, East High 22. We got a timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout, so we're going to go back to the studio. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
When you need a physical therapist, you always have a choice where you go. And Physical Therapy Specialists wants to be your physical therapist. Your care is important to us. So we provide one-on-one care to get to the root of the problem and set you up on a program to stay healthy. We provide post-op PT. We treat pains, including back, neck, knee, hip, and shoulders. We are experts in balance, women's health, and work comp PT as well. We are conveniently located at 915 Pierce Street in Sioux City and 317 Dakota Dunes Boulevard in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. 4:12 to go here in quarter number three. We're in game one of two as the Crusaders lead the East High Black Raiders 38-22, a really nice balanced scoring effort by the Crusaders by their big three. It's Abby Lee with 14, Melina Snoozy with 12, and Brooklyn Stanley with 10. And East High kind of changed the tide a little bit coming out in a triangle in two, but back-to-back three-pointers by Abby Lee has kind of neutralized that run, and the Crusaders find themselves with their biggest lead of the night at 16 points, 38-22, halfway through quarter number three. It'll be Crusader ball as Maddie LaFleur is going to trigger it inbounds as Maddie Demke is going to bring it across the timeline here and see what the Crusaders have in line here. And it looks like East High has went back to traditional man-to-man defense. LaFleur has a little trouble. Finally gets it to Lee. Nice job by Abby of kind of giving her a pressure release there. Demke drives in. Kick back to Snoozy. Snoozy drives. Pump fakes. Nothing going there. Wow. Great pass to Stanley.
What a pass. And really a great attempt at finish by Brooklyn.
Quality basketball there as Miller once again gets cut out. Ranchow three. It's off the mark. That was Hudson Ranchow, a little bit short on that. Rebounded by the Crusaders. One and down. Here come the Crusaders pushing across the timeline. Stanley right wing. She's got LaFleur posted up. Now Demke thought about the three in the left corner. Instead, she drives in, kicks back Snoozy. And Snoozy's going to wheel all the way around, gets deep in the lane, puts it up. A lot of contact. No call there. And I think
The ball was touched by Harris when she was out of bounds. Trishel Miller.
Substitutes into the ball game now. Kiki Demke as well as Olivia Menser will check in for East High School. Crusaders still with that original starting group from that they started the half with. Demke, Stanley, Snoozy, LaFleur, and Lee. And I think there's a little shot clock issue here. Unofficially 14 seconds left on the shot clock. We'll see if it sticks with that or not. Folk Brothers, Central Bank, Missouri Valley Atlantic, Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brother, our Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures are your third quarter sponsors. 3:12 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 38, East High 22. Crusaders will inbound. Looking for several cutters to the basket. Finally, they kick it to Snoozy in the corner. 10 seconds shot clock. Snoozy working against Miller. Gets it back to Stanley. Stanley spins in the lane and drops it in. Nice job late in the shot clock by Brooklyn Stanley. She's got 12. Crusaders lead 18. That's the biggest of the night for the Crusader women looking to keep that unblemished record with the 10th win in a row there.
Good hustle. Great hustle by Maddie LaFleur.
Up Demke. To Maddie Demke, and Demke
what,
with the finish.
I tell you what, huge, huge play. That's like a, not that we need to change our season, but that is a winner's play.
That's a backdoor effort by the East High Black Raiders. I think we're going to see a foul called on the drive there. Foul's going to be whistled on Maddie LaFleur.
Bob, that's my play of the night.
That was. Maddie tipped the ball away near midcourt, dove into the crowd to save it. Maddie Demke corralled it and then got the layup to push that lead to 20 at 42-22. There's a near steal on the inbounds, but Kiki Demke comes up with it, kicks the corner. Now back out, Miller. Miller's three is off the mark. Nice rebound there by the Black Raiders. They give it over to Flattery. She gets the finish with that left hand. So Alex Flattery now with four on the night, 42-24, 2:19 to go here. Stanley drives lane, nothing going, kicks this to Abby Lee. Abby thought about going in the lane, now they're going to kick it back up high, and they're going to reset the offense with Snoozy above the circle. Snoozy working against Mensah, pulls up 14 feet, off the mark hard, and rebounded by Trishelle, and she's going to push it quickly. As Trishelle Miller, the sophomore, gets it into the lane right away, kicks it back, Flattery. Flattery's going to get fouled on the shot there. That's kind of East High basketball there. Force the issue, then find one of your teammates.
I think if East has any chance of getting back into this game, it's going to have to be that style of play, push, quick shots. Half-court offense has just not been there for them tonight just because they can't find open looks.
Maddie LaFleur with the foul as Flattery gets the first foul free throw to go. She'll get one more. She's 1 for 3 tonight. She's got 5 on the night. And she is East High's leading scorer. Her second free throw's off the mark, but Trishelle Miller gets the rebound, takes it in, and she misses it. But once again, Flattery with another rebound. Probably traveled there. Yep. I believe that's what they're going to call there. So the Crusaders dodge a bullet. Good hustle there by Trishelle Miller, getting that offensive board off the missed free throw, but couldn't capitalize. 1:47 to go here. Crusaders up 17 at 42-25. Demke's going to bring it across the timeline. Julie Berzel has checked into the ballgame for the Crusaders. It's Stanley working against Ranchow. She gets the lane, set her up, put it up, and got the free throw line. Nice job using that left hand, switching back over to the right side, going into the lane, and foul's going to be whistled on Hudson Ranchow. That's her first, and it's going to put Ms. Stanley to the line. But before we get to that, we're going to see a 30-second timeout. And we're going to take a quick 30-second timeout with them once again. 1:32 to go here in quarter three. Crusaders 42, East High 25.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back as Brooklyn Stanley hits to the line to shoot two. 1:32 to go here in your third quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up 17, 42-25. Stanley's free throw is off the mark. That is the first missed free throw of the night for the Crusaders. Previously, they were 4 for 4. As Brooklyn will get one more look here. She's got 12 points on the night. Looking to add to that total, and she does, in fact. 1 for 2 there. 13 for Stanley. The lead moves back to 18, 43-25. Here comes Miller pushing up quickly, and we're going to get Stanley with a reach on the drive. That's going to be Brooklyn's second. Team foul number 4 on the Crusaders. So next foul by the Crusaders will put East High at the free throw line.
East High subs back in Harris. And again, I think East is going to have to look for some real quick possessions here in the last 9 minutes of this game.
Haven Ranch out with the ball. She's picked up by Stanley. Stanley kicked, ball's kicked over to Kiki. Cross court. Ranchow, open three. You don't want to give those up, and she knocks it down. That's Hudson Ranchow. She's got 8 on the night to lead the East High attack. Excuse me, Miller's got 12. They, on the other end, they kick it into Lee. Nice feed by Dempsey. Nice finish by Lee. Lee's got a game-leading 16 points here as the Crusaders are back up by 17. Flattery kicks it over to Harris. Harris up high, Ranchow. Ranchow guarded by Verzel. Flattery has the ball tipped away. Now she's going to reclaim it. She's going to work against Stanley. That's a pair of quality seniors going at each other head-to-head there. Harris now drives into the lane. She gets challenged by Lee. Lee, I think, partially blocked that, got the rebound. Here comes Demke pushing up quickly. 29 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. The Crusaders, if they want to, can go for the final shot of the quarter. And it looks like that, in fact, is what they're going to do. 20 seconds to go here. Crusaders looking to add to that 17-point margin as they kick it inside and got a little quick there, and they throw the ball away there, trying to get Brooklyn Stanley posted up there. Might be a good time to get Stanley out with those two fouls. 12 seconds to go here for East High as they're going to kick it over to Miller. Miller's going to hustle it up past the timeline. 8 seconds left. Looks like they're going to let Trishelle go one-on-one here against Stanley. She spins in the lane, goes up with that left-hander, blocked by Abby Lee.
Abby Lee said Dikembe tumbled it. She says, not in my house.
So after three quarters of the play, the Crusaders continue to hold a nice margin as they lead the East High Black Raiders 45-28. Once again, a big thanks to our third quarter sponsors. When we come back, it's quarter number four. Once again, on your Security Bank scoreboard, Crusaders 45, East High 28. We'll be right back.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heland Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heland and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heland Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Everyone, as we get ready for quarter number four, the crowd's being entertained tonight by a very active pep band here from the Crusader side. Congratulations to a great performance at the Peach Bowl by our Crusader band unit. Really did nice things down there and got a lot of awards for the work they did. Talking to the kids, they had a great time. We're ready for quarter number four. Crusaders up 17. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenfield Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Crusaders working against that East High man-to-man. Let's see what they drew up at the quarter break there. They get to Stanley. Stanley baseline jumper, 16 feet. Comes up a little bit short. Rebounded by Trishelle Miller, and Trishelle takes it coast to coast, and that's what Trishelle Miller does so well. At her size, she gets a lot of rebounds, and it simply outruns the rest of the group.
And she's got that Euro step. But again, as you said, 17-point lead. This is for the Crusaders. You got to be aggressive offensively, but you know what? Don't be afraid to run 20 seconds off the clock as Miller hits the first free throw.
Miller now with 13 on the night. That was the third foul on Brooklyn Stanley. So Stanley and Maddie LaFleur each with three fouls apiece for the Crusaders as Miller gets both free throws. Looks like she's rounding into midseason form here. Crusaders up 15, 45-30. We're 30 seconds into quarter number four here. Demke hands back to Snoozy. Molina's been shut out here in the second half. She had 12 at halftime. Demke is able to drive into the lane, kicks back to Stanley. Stanley, nothing going. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. There's Snoozy working against Miller. Hands back to Abby Lee. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Abby, three-pointer is in and out and rebounded by Trishelle. And here she comes. Trishelle Miller driving coast to coast. Gets into the lane, kicks back to Ranchow. Ranchow's three is off the mark, but rebounded by Flattery. She puts it up and in.
Well, it's down to 13, almost 7 minutes left. Again, let's get a is trying to post up a Brooklyn Stanley.
Well, skipped away.
But let's not force that. You know, let's just run our offense. I think we just be patient, run the offense, take the shots when they're there.
Crusaders now a trick of the ball inbounds under their own basket. Plenty of time left on the shot clock, 23 seconds, 6:40 to go on the game clock here. The kick to Abby Lee, high post. Abby kicks it into Snoozy. Nice little high-low Snoozy with the deuce. Just what the doctor ordered there.
Yeah.
And again.
And she's got such a quick release, too, for a freshman. It's just not common.
There's Miller again pressing the issue. She gets in the lane, hands back to Ranchow, now to her sister. Looking for Miller, hand back. They get it to Miller. She spins in the middle of the lane, gets cut off. There's a nice drive. Once again, Abby Lee with another block. And she's not too far away from a triple-double tonight. She's got a ton of blocks already. Isaiah gets the ball inbound. 17 seconds left on the shot clock. 6:14 to go on the game clock. Crusaders up 47-32. There's Ranchow. Long three is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Abby Lee as Abby gets pressured and ball goes out of bounds off East High. So it'll be Crusader ball here. 2 minutes into quarter number four, Crusaders up 15 at 47-32. Starting to see East High now extend a little pressure there as Demke gets it in. She'll work against Trishelle Miller. Demke works around her and kicks it up finally to Maddie LaFleur. Fleur picks their dribble up, gets it back to Demke. East High is really overplaying everything here. Snoozy with the ball left wing. Now back to Demke up high, right wing Lee. Lee gets it inside. Now Flattery is going to be whistled for the foul against Maddie LaFleur. So that'll be the second on Alex. First team foul for East High here in quarter number four. Crusaders will get a fresh shot clock here with 5:42 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. They're up 15. They give it to Abby Lee. Abby hands back to Demke. Demke with a lot of pressure. Gives it to Abby Lee. Lee's been kind of the star of this second half there. She drives in. She's going to get hacked in the act and shoot two there. That foul's going to be whistled on Hudson Ranchow. And Abby Lee's going to go to the line to add to her 16-point total here with a couple of free throws with 5.5 to go in your ball game. And we get a full timeout. We're going to take one with you once again from here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse with 5:30 to go in quarter number four. It's Crusaders 47, East High 32. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of companies that overpromise, overcharge, and underdeliver?
Well, at SRAM Electric, we are.
We are committed to our customers' goals, exceeding their expectations, and doing so at a fair price.
We are easy to do business with, not overcomplicating the process, and providing exceptional work for you, our customers.
We are veteran-owned, family-owned, locally-owned.
We'll be here in Siouxland today
and tomorrow.
We are Siouxland's electrical contracting partner.
We are SRAM Electric.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. It's game one of two tonight here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the East High Black Raiders have made the trip across town to take on the Crusaders. And this is a good one here. The Crusaders looking to notch their 10th win of the year against no losses, taking on a very good East High team at 8-3. And the Crusaders are up 15 with 5.5 to go here in the ballgame as Crusaders are going to shoot free throws when we come out of our timeout. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Well, Tom, just take care of business.
Take care of business, absolutely. Make your free throws. Just play solid D. Just shots are just hard to come by if you're on the Black Raiders tonight. Crusaders defensively just doing a great job as Abby uses the front of that rim to roll it over. And, boy, what a night by Abby Lee. 17 points, I'm sure double figures in rebounds, and at least a half dozen block shots.
Abby goes back-to-back, gets both free throws. That leads 17-49-32 as Trishelle Miller kicks it up. She's going to pull up from three. It's off the mark, rebounded by Harris. Second chance opportunity here for the Black Raiders. Miller now is drives, kicks back. Harris gets the lane, nothing going back to Miller. Nice defense there by Stanley. Stanley's got to be a little bit careful here. She's got three fouls. She drives into the lane. Now they kick it to Ranchow. Her three is off the mark, and the hustle for the rebound is going to be won by East High. Another possession here. We're under 5 minutes to go there. There's your fourth foul Brooklyn Stanley. And
I would, I think I'd take her out right now. I'd
would
give her
too.
A couple minutes. There's
team foul number two for the quarter here. It looks like we will get, but we didn't get a sub quick enough. Expect Eastside maybe to attack Stanley here. Eastside with the ball. It's Ranchow on the left wing. Kicks it to her sister. Now they go inside. Flattery turn around left-hander's good. Good defense there by Maddie LaFleur, but Flattery gets the bucket there. She's got nine on the night. Here comes Demke pushing it in. Snoozy, three-pointer, left corner, quick shot, rebounded by the Crusaders. Back to Snoozy. She drives in. There's going to be a reach foul. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Crusaders get underneath bath inbounds here with 4:29 to go in the ball game. They lead by 15 as Julia Versal is going to check in, and I'm guessing that Brooklyn Stanley will check out, and that will be the case, trying to protect Brooklyn with those four fouls. So it's Demke, Versal, LaFleur, Lee, and Snoozy on the court for the Crusaders. Expect Snoozy and Abby Lee really to take a strong presence here with this particular lineup. As Snoozy is called for a double dribble there.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. It looked like a pretty clean spin move.
Well, it looked to me like Demke had hit the ball out of her hand, but they had a better view than we did.
Turnover Crusaders. 4:23 to go in your ball game. Crusaders holding on to a 15-point lead here. Shashelle Miller is going to bring it across midcourt for the Black Raiders. She's going to work high off a Menser pick up high. She kicks it inside. Now inside out to Ranchow. She drives into the lane. Nothing going there. A lot of back cutting around. Kiki Demke gets deep in the lane. She gets cut off by Versal. Now they take it back up high to Ranchow. 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Kiki Demke with the ball. Hands back to Miller. Miller's going to attack Maddie LaFleur here. Good defense by Maddie. Forces a wild shot, but Tuchel gets it to fall. Lead now at 13, 49-36. We're under 4 minutes to go in your ball game here. Crusaders lob it in. Abby Lee gets the nearly and one there. She got pushed in the back there. Great feed from Maddie Demke. Lee just couldn't quite get it to fall. As Olivia Menser is whistled for the foul, that's a second on Olivia. And it's going to put Miss Lee back to the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is good. She's got 19. And the Crusaders lead by 14. Here with 3:41 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. One more free throw here by Abby Lee. I would say, Tom, her best all-around performance of the year.
Well,
against a really quality.
And again,
and she's had good performances before.
Well, she steps up whenever she has to. And I think the difference this game is in that second half when they came out in triangle at two and took Snoozy and Snoozy just misses the layup on that one, but Demke hits the rebound.
So at the other end there, while Tom was talking, we had a steal by the Crusaders, and then they missed the layup, and then got their own rebound, missed the three-pointer. Now here comes Eastside pushing it up, and there's a steal once again by Demke, and there's going to be a backcourt foul whistled on Hudson Ranchow. Lots of action, not much scoring here the last minute or so.
No, and you think about it, it really has been an overall low-scoring game. I mean, Crusaders are high-powered offense with 51 points, 36 for the Raiders. Both teams doing a good job defensively, but again, those shots just been hard to find. Open shots for the Raiders just been few and far between tonight.
Crusaders just need to knock home free throws to seal the deal. As Demke, Maddie knocks that free throw down, she's got three on the night. I tell you what, she's done her usual floor game and ran that offense beautifully, handled the pressure by Miller, and what you see in the scoring column certainly does not illustrate how important she is to this ball team. Both free throws are good. Crusaders back up by 17 at 53-36. Here comes Flattery with the ball. Left-handed dribbles. Crossover. Right-handed finish. Beautiful. Really well done. Alex Flattery has come to life here in the fourth quarter with 6 points. She's got 11 now on the night for Eastside. Here's the Crusaders now as they're going to slow things down a little bit. We're under 3 minutes to go. Julie Versal with the ball up high, guarded by Olivia Menser. Kicks it over to Maddie Demke, and Demke throws it away, trying to get it into Abby Lee. Backcourt, near steal by Julie Versal, and she does get the steal. Ends up in the hands of Snoozy, and coach quickly calls a timeout, and let's see what we get here. Whether it's a shorty, it's going to be a short timeout. We're going to keep it right here. So it'll be Crusader ball with 34 seconds on the shot clock, 2:37 left in the game, 53-38. That Crusader lead has really hung around this 15-point margin, really almost since the first quarter when they jumped out to a 12-point lead. Tonight's fourth quarter is brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more.
You know, both teams sticking to about a six-person rotation tonight, too. The Crusaders, you haven't seen much other than Julie Verzel coming off the bench. We had Kleiss for a short moment, and that's as deep as the Crusaders have gone into that bench tonight. Sometimes, you know, these big games, that's what the coaches get focused on. Been there, done that. You're gonna go with the horses, and they've certainly stepped up.
And oftentimes it's about your defensive matchups, too, that, you know, personnel will vary depending on who you play. It's Crusaders inbound. They kick it to Demke. Demke kicks it back into Stanley. Stanley nearly has it stolen, drives in the lane. She's going to get two free throws there as Hudson Ranchow is going to be whistled for her fourth foul. It's going to put Miss Stanley to the line to shoot a pair. Brooklyn's got 13 on the night. Abby Lee leads the Crusader attack with 20. Snoozy's chipped in another 14. So once again, strong scoring from the big three for the Crusaders as Stanley knocks that down. Really, the difference between this game and last game is the ability to kind of seal things away here with free throws at the end, something the Crusaders weren't able to do over at East High. As Stanley gets both free throws, the Crusaders are perfect 8-for-8 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. That lead now is back to 17. Miller pushes it up the floor, kicks back to Flattery. She drives in, left-handed leaner, and Maddie LaFleur, despite what she thinks is going to be whistled for the fourth foul. It's going to put Flattery to the line. Alex held to 2 points in the first half, but she responded nicely here with 9 points here in the second half. Free throw is up and good. And she's going to get one more here. As it looks like East Side is going to come with a whole new contingent of players here with 2:21 to go.
I think that's pretty much saying we're done.
Enough's enough. As Coach Goolstra is going to respond, as he's going to bring in Addie Kleiss into the lineup. And Snoozy is going to get a nice round of applause as she checks out. If that's the end of her night, she's going to close it up with 14 points tonight. And once again, another solid floor game by Molina. Flattery, second free throw. Free throw is good as well. She's going to be subbed out. As now we got to scramble with new names on the floor here for the East High Black Raiders. Julie Verzel's going to check the ball in here as Wooten has checked into the ball game for East High. We've been kind of waiting for Lanesha to get into the ball game. She had a good one against the Crusaders back at East High. As we're going to see a foul whistle, that's going to be on Tori Dent. Of course, Tori is the daughter of Coach Brian Grant.
Now we're bringing back.
So it looks like we're going offense-defense. They're going to make the Crusaders earn this at the free throw line. And really, a lot of times, Tom, this almost isn't as much about winning this game as it is about preparing for what you might see down the road.
Well, and you don't get these situations, you don't get to work on and practice a lot.
Demke with the first free throw. She's a perfect 3-for-3 so far from the charity stripe. She's got 5. Crusaders a perfect 9-for-9 here in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Let's see if if Maddie can avoid the announcer jinx, and she does. Knocks it home. Lead goes back to 17, 57-40 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 2 minutes, 5 seconds left in the ball game as Miller drives in, kicks back to Ranchow, over to her sister. She goes off the now drives in. That's Haven. Looking for somebody open, and she gets in the middle of the line. She finds her sister, Hudson. Hudson misses the bunny, and it's going to be rebounded by Maddie Demke. Maddie is going to slow things down, and she kicks it up to Stanley. Stanley's going to get double-teamed here on the wing, and we're going to see a foul whistled there. I think Coach is about ready to call a timeout, but instead the foul's going to be whistled. That's going to be whistled on Olivia Menser. That's her third, and it's going to put Stanley to line to shoot a pair here. 57-40. Crusaders, by way of the free throw line, may very well get to their scoring average of 61 points on the season.
Yeah, and again, this last minute 45 could take a little bit.
Stanley misses the first free throw. She is 3 for 5 tonight. She's going to get one more here, trying to add to that 17-point lead. Second free throw is up and good. Stanley now with 16 on the night. And here comes East High. Crusaders going to meet him at half court. Miller's going to take it right at Demke. Goes deep into the lane. Pulls up. Free throw jumper is in and out. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Abby Lee. Lee kicks it over to Demke. And Demke's going to be fouled there by Flattery. That's Alex's third. And it's going to put Maddie Demke to the line to shoot a pair. Again, this is where you see that rule change come into play. Once you get past that fifth foul and a quarter, they're all going to be two shots.
Yeah. I think at minute 31 left and hopefully what's a 20-point lead here in a second. Let's just play the rest of this out.
It'd be nice. Demke now 5 for 5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. She's got 7. She's got one more here, 59-40. Demke tries to put the Crusaders up by 20, and she does as she knocks that free throw down. Here comes East High. 90 seconds left in your ball game. Crusaders up 20. That is their biggest lead of the night. As Shelle Miller kicks it back to Ratcha. That's Haven with the ball. Kicks it over to Hudson. Hudson back to her sister. Nearly stolen. It is stolen. Here comes Addie Kleiss. Kicks it up to Demke. Demke back to Snoozy. Snoozy with the bucket. In the bucket. Michelle Miller spins, gets into the lane, has a block.
Snoozy with the big block. I tell you what, we have had a lot of block shots tonight.
58 seconds left in the ball game. We're going to see subs galore come into the ball game for the Crusaders. Caitlin Porlis is going to check into the ball game. We also see Carly Cove check into the ball game for the Crusaders. They're going to leave Demke and Snoozy in right now to handle the East High pressure. East kicks it out high off the inbounds. It's Kiki Demke kicks it over to Wooten. And there's a steal by Cobe, and she's going to hand back to Demke. Demke's going to bring it back. It's like East High is going to kind of back off here and get away from the fouling there as Demke drives in, throws up a wild layup, and rebounded by her sister Kiki. 31 seconds left. Crusaders up 22, 62-40. Crusaders are going to move on to 10-0 on the season as the fifth-ranked Crusaders have flexed their muscle here at home against a very good East High Black Raider team. As Wooten drives in, she's going to be hacked in the act by Demke. And Lanesha's going to get a couple of free throws here with just 18.4 seconds to go. One more shout-out to our fourth-quarter sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission, Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greendale Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. As Wooten gets the first free throw to fall, she'll get one more. And second one falls as well. So Lanesha's on the board there, another one of those outstanding sophomores for East High. 17 seconds to go as Demke works it across midcourt. I would imagine the Crusaders is going to sit on the ball here for the last 10 seconds of the game, and it looks like that, in fact, is going to be the case. It's going to be the Crusaders coming home with a 62-42 win over the East High Black Raiders, and really, Tom, a game that's controlled start to finish by the Crusaders.
Absolutely. Hey, and we broke the East Healing Girls jinx. Whoever got the fast start finished this game. And Crusaders were good start to finish.
So game one is in the books. The Crusaders moved to a perfect 10-0 on the season with an impressive 62-42 over the East High Black Raiders. East High falls to 8-4 on the season. The girls will be back in action on Friday as they will travel to North High School. That's a game we'll have coverage of. 5:30 tip-off from North High School on Friday. And then they'll take on Dallas Center Grimes on Saturday. That's a game we will not have coverage of. But that's going to pit two of the best teams in the state there at Dallas Center Grimes on Saturday. But once again, the Crusaders 62, East High 42. We'll be right back with our halftime activities. We'll close shop on this ball game and set the stage for game number two as the Crusaders win game one here 62-42 to stay perfect on the season and perfect in the MRAC. We'll be right back.
Sneaky's Chicken was founded back in 1975 by brothers Dave and Rick Ferris.
When the two opened the restaurant in 1979, they made it their personal goal to provide a quality meal at a fair price. Over the last three decades, Sneaky's has served tens of thousands through its vast array of food services. While the times have changed, one thing will remain the same. That's our famous Sneaky's Chicken. So let Sneaky's treat you like a part of the family. You can call Sneaky's Chicken, 712-252-0522.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone, alongside Tom Betts and Luis Torres back at the studio. I'm Bob Geary. If you've been listening to us, you've had the privilege of listening to a 62-42 win by the Crusader women as they move to 10-0 on the season. An impressive effort start to finish by the Crusaders as they dominated a very good East High team, as is often the case for the Crusader women. Yeoman work at the defensive end. And led to a great play at the offensive end, and as always, the big three really came through as Abby Lee with 20, Snoozy and Stanley with 16, along with Demke's 8, led the Crusader attack. Maddie LaFleur also chipped in 2 points for the Crusaders. For the East High Black Raiders, they were led in scoring by Trishelle Miller, the outstanding sophomore point guard, with 16, 13 points for Alex Flattery, 8 points for Hudson Ranchow, 3 for Haven Ranchow, and 2 for Lanesha Wooten. As the Crusaders cruise start to finish, they led 19-7 after one, 32-17 at half, 45-28 after three, and your final again, 62-42 as they move to 10-0 on the season. And Tom, as we were kind of mentioning there, really just didn't leave much doubt from almost the very beginning.
No, that game was, again, as especially right after Christmas, it was a defensive win. We played good offense early, but the rest of it was really just about solid defense and sharing the basketball. But Saturday game is one I'm kind of – I was looking forward to this, but DCG, Dallas Center Grimes, is going to be a good game, good road test for the Crusaders, so – kind of wish we were covering that one a little bit, but it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, DCG, did they win it last year?
No, I don't believe so.
They were in the finals. Yeah. I don't remember if they won it or not. But as always, our post-game tonight is brought to you by our premier Knights of Columbus agent, Neil Pfeiffer, along with the fellow Knights of Columbus agents, Tim Daggle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Pyle. As, again, we close shop on a 62-42 win for the Crusaders. They move to 10-0 on the season. East High falls to 8-4. And you're going to hear more from East High again. That's a team that just really couldn't get it going tonight. And, well, I tell you what, I can't say enough about the presence in this game of Abby Lee inside. She just really changed the dimension of the whole thing in the inside. And Crusaders really locked on to the Ranchow twins and gave them very few good three-point looks, and really that's their bread and butter.
Yeah, so it's, again, but Crusaders will move on with a win, and now here's game two. Boy, there's another game that I'm sure there's a lot of kids on this floor been waiting for this one again.
Absolutely, and again, it's a immensely athletic East High team. As you look, you know, all the way down that lineup, we were watching the JV game as the East High JVs handled the Crusader JVs pretty easily tonight. But it's a team that's got athleticism all the way through their system. And tell you what, looking back to that last game, a 69-65 win by the Crusaders, I really thought it was kind of the impatience of East High of throwing a lot of three-pointers up in that game allowed the Crusaders maybe to get a little more comfortable. Yeah. I would expect tonight you'll see that Raz has his group attack the hole a little bit more.
Yeah, again, and that'll be interesting to see how the Crusaders, how do we defend that dribble penetration? If there's been a weakness the last couple of years with our kids, it's been is keeping kids away from the basket. Eases is going to be as good as anybody as far as attacking the basket. We got to make that difficult and you know, force them back into shooting three-pointers. Now, granted, you got to pick your poison. And if they're hitting tonight from the arc, I think that's a gamble you got to take.
As we transition from our postgame to our pregame here, once again, a shout-out to our postgame sponsors, Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sentence, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. So we close shop on game one. It's the Crusaders with a big 62-42 win over the East High Black Raiders. We're going to take it back to the studio and hear some more from some of our great sponsors. As always, it's Bishop Heelan Basketball here on Catholic Radio. We'll be back after a word from these great people.
Greenville Pharmacy is a fully staffed modern pharmacy that specializes in providing personalized care and concern for each prescription customer. At Greenville Pharmacy, you are far greater significance than just another prescription number. We recognize you and greet you as a customer, friend. As our friend, your good health and well-being are truly a primary concern. Proud sponsor of 88.1 FM and Heelan Sports.